Chapter 4 Sport, Food, and Health. Unit 7 Diana Golden, physically disabled, spiritually unbreakable. Diana Golden, a severely handicapped skier, is unquestionably one of the greatest athletes to ever compete in Olympic sports. In 2006, she was inducted into the U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame. Although she passed away in 2001, her astonishing story has not been forgotten, and she remains an inspiration to millions of people. Her life is a testimony to her unbreakable human spirit. Diana will be remembered for raising awareness and dignity for disabled athletes. Diana's early life showed clear signs of the formidable spirit and tenacity within her. She was born in 1963 in Lincoln, Massachusetts. An energetic youngster, Diana learned to ski at the age of five, taking to the sport with unbridled enthusiasm and passion. 7 years later, she would be faced with the first of many obstacles in her life when she lost her leg to bone cancer. With resolute and fixed determination, Diana continued skiing and kept in shape by jogging with crutches. A high school ski coach was so impressed with her spirit that he asked her to join the school downhill ski team. A year later, Diana won the downhill in the World Championships for athletes with disabilities. Following her success as a disabled downhill skier, Diana struggled hard to be allowed to ski against athletes who did not face the physical challenges she did. She persuaded companies to sponsor and promote athletes who were disabled. She also helped to implement the Golden Rule, which enables disabled skiers competing in able-bodied events to race as early seeds in all events sanctioned by the United States Ski Association. This rule allows disabled skiers to avoid ruts that form throughout the competition. Throughout her career, Diana would race against the world's best skiers, and although she never won a race, she proved that she was capable of challenging the best skiers in the world. With great determination, Diana went on to win 10 World and 19 U.S. Downhill Championships for athletes with disabilities and became strongly involved in promoting disabled athletes and sports for the disabled. After winning a gold medal in the handicap giant slalom in the Calgary Olympics in 1988, Diana was bestowed the Downhill Skier of the Year Award by the United States Olympic Committee. Diana also enhanced the recognition of disabled athletes by winning an award traditionally given to able-bodied competitors. In 1991, she received the Flo Hyman Memorial Award from the Female Sports Association, recognizing her as one of the top female athletes in the world. This put her in the company of great female athletes, such as tennis legends Martina Navratilova and Chris Evert, two previous honorees of the prestigious award. Diana firmly believed that all individuals deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. Before her death, at the age of 38, Diana established the Golden Opportunities Fund, which gives financial support to young disabled athletes who are striving to be the best. Throughout her athletic career, Diana fought for the dignified treatment and perception of the disabled. Her legacy is one of individuals who refuse to give in to seemingly insurmountable challenges. Her life will continue to inspire people all over the world.